KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:07, we have cloudy skies, light rain, and 62 degrees in Atlantic. Over 2 inches of rainfall here at the KJAN studios. Other rainfall amounts ranging from anywhere from 1 3/4 of an inch to as much as 3 inches up in the Audubon area. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Well, despite the recent warm temperatures across Iowa, the month of September was slightly cooler than normal, according to state climatologist Harry Hilliker. The month was highlighted by freezing conditions on September the 13th. That marked the earliest freeze in the state since 1976.
Down to 31 degrees official yet, quite a number of places, Mason City, Estherville, Sheldon, Elkader, Sioux Center, places scattered across northern Iowa. And even some freezing temperatures right at 32, almost down to the Missouri border.
Hilliker notes it wasn't cold enough, long enough, to do much widespread damage to the crops. The hottest temperature during the month was recorded on September the 4th.
The highest reading is 94 degrees, which came in both the southwest and southeast corners of the state, Glenwood, Shenandoah, and Cindy in the southwest, and Donelson down in the southeast.
Fall officially arrived on September 22nd, and Hilliker says the temperature failed to reach triple digits anywhere in Iowa during the entire summer.
In fact, we had a few places in northeastern and far northern Iowa that never reached 90 this year.
The wetter than normal weather this year continued through the month of September. It was especially rainy over the first half of the month in parts of southern Iowa.
Some areas like Indianola, Warren County area had totals of between 8 and 9 inches for the month. And on the other extreme, Estherville was the dry spot in the state, just 1.2 inches of rain during the month.
The statewide average temperature for the month was 62.2 degrees, about 1 degree cooler than normal. Here in Atlantic, our rainfall for the month amounted to 6.44 inches, which was 2.63 inches above the normal of 3.81. The average high for the month was 74, and that was about 2.5 degrees less than normal. The hottest day was on September the 4th when we reached 92 degrees. Our average monthly low in September here in Atlantic was 49.4 degrees, which was slightly less than 2 degrees below the normal of 51.1. The coolest morning of the month was on September the 12th, when the thermometer dipped to 32 degrees. Well, after months of talking, planning, and renovating, officials at the Cass County Health System said Tuesday that the Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center is finally moving to its new location, and that is at 1500 East 10th Street. John Bigelow, SWIMHC executive director, said the center is moving just across the driveway from 1408 East 10th Street. The center has been at its current location since 1969, but has recently outgrown the space due to an expansion in services and staff. Dr. Bigelow and the Cass County Health System CEO Todd Hudspeth began actively looking for additional space for the Mental Health Center in January. At about the same time, Unity Point at Home, which is currently leasing space from the hospital at 1500 East 10th, approached the Cass County Health System looking for a way to reduce its lease costs by leasing a smaller space. It was then that the idea of the Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center and Unity Point at Home swapping buildings was first identified as an option. Over the past 9 months, the idea has gradually become reality. DaVita Dialysis, currently sharing space with Unity Point, will remain at its current location. The Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center is moving its main office to its new location on October the 3rd. A satellite office was moved to the new location last week and is operational this week. And Dr. Bigelow says they'll be able to see patients beginning at 8 a.m. on October the 6th at the new location. For a couple of months, the Mental Health Center and Unity Point at Home will share the same building, and when renovations at 1408 East 10th Street are complete, Unity Point at Home will then relocate. After the final renovations at the new Mental Health Center are complete, Zion Recovery will locate to 1500 East 10th to share the spaces with the Southwest Iowa Mental Health Clinic. A monthly economic survey index for 9 Midwestern and Plains states dropped in September, suggesting slowing economic growth in the months ahead. A survey report issued today says the overall Mid-America Business Conditions Index, or BCI, dropped nearly 3 percentage points to 54.3 from 57.2 the previous month. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss, who oversees the survey, says a drop in grain prices over the past year has led to a pullback in economic activity for the heavily agrarian region. The survey results from supply managers are compiled into a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests economic growth, while a score below that suggests decline. And taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Floyd Wesley Rhodes, age 85, of Lee's Summit, Missouri, and formerly of Avoca, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Floyd Rhodes will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Francis Klein, age 92, of Elkhorn, died Saturday. Funeral services for Francis Klein will be held today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Lori Christine Anderson, age 64, of Minden, died Thursday. Funeral services for Lori Anderson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. James Waylert Sr., age 65, of Dexter, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for James Waylert Sr. will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Calvary Assembly of God Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. And John Allen Claver, age 68, of Defiance, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for John Claver will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak, 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.